What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, October 2nd, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
What's up, Greg? Are we actually doing this? Are we calling it Donktober from now on?
I got called out yesterday the Kinda Funny Games Daily here for not calling it Donktober. So yes, it is a Kinda Funny decree that if you say anything related to, for this one specific place, October, it needs to officially be called Donktober.
Donktober, the national holiday month. Let's go.
Whatever the hell you and Barrett are doing tomorrow. I don't even understand.
I mean, I can tell you all about it because right here I got the Wii U, the gamepad in my hand, if you're watching the video version of the show. Starting tomorrow, me and Barrett are playing through DK64. We did a tech stream yesterday to prepare for it. And let me tell you, I am very excited about this.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like it was one of those things where I've been playing a lot of, I guess, like classic or at least like retro styled platformers lately. And so obviously I've been playing Mario 64 because I've been talking about it on a podcast, and I got the full 70 stars. I might even go for the 120 and complete it. I talked about Tamarin, which is another game that is inspired by classic rare platformers. And that's one that like I didn't necessarily have the best time with. And I've been building up this fear in my head that I'm going to tire myself out on this genre of game, especially playing Mario 64 right before playing DK64. But yesterday during our tech stream, when me and Barrett were setting things up, trying to figure things out, I was just messing around in DK64 and I was like, oh no, like playing this game is like coming back home for me. Like I'm very excited to actually play this game because as soon as I got control of the Kong, that's when I realized that nothing good could go wrong, you know?
Okay, great.
I had to really formulate the rhyme there in my head, but I got there.
I feel like your lack of sleeves on this hoodie helps. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
This is a good-looking shirt.
Thank you. I never wear it because I always see it in my closet, and I'm just like, that's a little bit too bright. It's a little bit too much. But today was one of those days where I was like, you know what, man? Let's brighten things up. Let's reach into the back of the closet. I don't know. It's Donktober. Over the last like 12 hours or so, I've been in a good mood. I don't know why. But yeah, man, like why not wear the bright shirt, you know?
I agree. Yeah. You know, look at your room. Everything in your room is black except the GameSpot poster in the background. Yeah. So yeah, brighten it up. Why not? Enjoy your life. Ladies and gentlemen, let's enjoy talking about video games because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. We're going to cover that we finally have the Fall Guys Season 2 release date, the fact that NHL 94 is back, and that NVIDIA RTX 3070s are getting delayed because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Over there you can give us your questions, comments, concerns, and everything under the daily video game sun. Of course, you can also get the show ad free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do. You can get the exclusive show Blessing does called Bless Up. I think a brand new episode is up, right? Where you answer questions.
The brand new episode just went up, I think, yesterday, and so you can go check that out.
The hotness. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can watch us record the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, just like the nanobiologist, J. Co. Country, the milkman's kid, are right now. They're all watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, and they have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe each and every weekday. Housekeeping for you, of course. The XCast rolls on. Our Xbox podcast pops off tomorrow, Saturday, 6 a.m., youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, podcast services around the globe. Gary Witta, Snowbike Mike, and of course, Alana Pierce. Alana herself has the Xbox Series X, just like I do. I'm sure she will have plenty to say about it tomorrow on the episode, so make sure you check that one out. And of course, tomorrow,
Have you booted yours up yet?
Of course I have. Did you not see my tweet?
No.
Got a whole bunch of likes on it. No big deal.
I saw the tweet of you like holding the Xbox.
Yeah, and then I put one up that like I've never seen Fortnite load that quickly.
Oh yeah.
Like as somebody who plays a lot of Fortnite, I'm used to like turning it on and just letting it go through like 15 load screens. I was into a game in no time. I was very impressed, and it was like, fuck, I want to see what this thing can do.
Is there a plan for your full impressions? Because I'm very curious on what you think of the experience as a whole. Are we ready to share those plans, or is this like a behind the scenes?
I think that's
thing?
Embargoed as well. So I think there's we have a multi-tiered embargo for our Xbox Series X, where basically everything you've seen from Jeff Grubb, IGN, all that of like, here's load times, here's what you know this looks like, here's the one image, the 30-second video. That's what we're all in right now in that zone. So basically, that's why I haven't. Gotcha. Like, for right now, in terms of coverage, I was like, I guess I could run. Like, so like Mike hit me up. He's like, do you want to come on the show and talk about it? I'm like, no, because like you can just read all the different, like, yeah. Digital Foundry.
You can talk about Quick Resume, and that's about it.
Exactly. Their report on all that stuff is going to be way more intense than mine of like, yeah, it loads fast. So when we get down to where we can actually talk about it and show a bit more, that's what we'll do it. So don't worry about it. Donktober begins tomorrow. That's going to be you and Barrett playing Donkey Kong on the Wii U. This starts at noon Pacific on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, correct?
Yes.
My next question is, are these going up on YouTube eventually, or is this just a Twitch exclusive?
These will go up on YouTube eventually.
Yeah.
Yep. Subscribe right now. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Bear, is there a timetable on when they go up on YouTube?
If everything works out, it should be the next day. It should be the following day.
Oh, if nice. Everything yeah. works out. Cool. Yeah.
But don't hold me to that.
When has anything not worked out for Kind of Funny?
Exactly. But don't hold me to that. Our first real full test.
Have I told you about Fubu TV?
I'm glad we can laugh about that.
I laughed about it as soon as it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow's our full first test on how the Donktober streams will go. So the idea is to have it up on YouTube.com/KindOfFunnyGames on Sunday if you can't make it live. But I'll give you updates if we don't make that. Time
now here slot. Here's what I want to, as we continue on the housekeeping. Mm-hmm. All right, this isn't a bullet point, but I was gonna bring it up as a joke, but my wife has slacked me from the other room and says, OMG, is the coffee wiring you like crazy? Is that coffee so powerful? Everyone here knows that during quarantine I fell in love with a place called Busan. All right, it's over in Korea. There's a place over there called Momo's Coffee that makes these little cans of iced coffee that I've been drinking, and they've been nitro fuel. Is that right, Blessing? Am I not bad? Blessing, you've listened to me my entire career. I feel like I'm out there like 2008 Greg was. This is why people do drugs, because it makes them better versions of themselves. Am I wrong? Am I right? What am I talking about
here? Wait, hold on really quick. It's Momo Coffee?
It's Momo's Coffee from Busan.
Snake Greg is the better version of yourself?
Saying he was more energetic, right? Anyways, gotcha. What I wanted to point out is we've entered a new phase of the Busan craze, where, of course, I drink the little cans of coffee usually on my afternoon podcast to give me that kick. When I went to the Korean grocery store yesterday to buy more, guess what I found out? They had just the straight Momo beans. So my morning coffee pot is filled with the Busan as well.
Oh, no.
So I'll tell you what, guys. This heart might explode in a year and a half, but I will be going out in a blaze of podcast glory. You know what I mean? Go to Patreon. Get over there. Well, don't you like this? Fuel my habits. If you want to fuel my habits and keep the ship rolling and the Busan flowing, be like our Patreon producers, James Davis, a.k.a. @JamesDavisMakes on Twitter, Blackjack and Tom Bach. Today, we're brought to you by Upstart, Hims, and Logitech, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's start the hype train to Busan with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. We got 6 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Number one, Blessing, guess what? Fall Guys Season 2 arrives next week. This is Steve Watts over at GameSpot. Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout Season 2 was shown off recently, and now we know when to expect it to begin. The studio has announced that Fall Guys Season 2 starts Thursday, Donktober 8. In the meantime, you can score some extra points. Developer Mediatonic announced the news in a tweet, which tied the upcoming season to Halloween with mention of a curse. The theme of the season isn't explicitly around the spooky holiday, though. As previously announced, it is themed around epic quests. That means a giant castle setting and costumes like a dragon, knight, Viking, wizard, and witch costumes. The tweet also announced that as season 1 draws to a close, you can claim double fame points. Rack up those extra points while you can before the next season starts next week. Blessing.
Greg.
Where are you at with Fall Guys?
I haven't picked up Fall Guys in a while, and I think I've been kind of going back and forth on this since I think the release of Fall Guys. I went from being, I think before the game came out, after I had done the beta test, being like, all right, yeah, like this seems like it's going to be fun for a few weeks, but then, you know, I don't know what the longevity of this game is. Then getting into that launch week of everybody playing it and it being extremely popular and me being like, all right, no, maybe this thing does have legs. Maybe this thing will be a thing that lasts forever. And now I'm kind of back in the place of, I know me personally, I'm not going to speak for the entire user base because I know a lot of people are still playing Fall Guys and having a lot of fun with Fall Guys.
Of course.
But I think when you compare it to something like a Fortnite, which is a very unfair comparison because Fortnite is like a once in a lifetime kind of thing, you know, for a game to blow up in that way. But you compare it also to something like Animal Crossing and sure. other games that have been blowing up over the years. I feel like the conversation has ramped down on Fall Guys in a way that, you know, I don't think is that Animal Crossing? Are you playing?
Yeah, well, I got to harvest my pumpkins. No, I was doing it right before we went live. So I'm just, talking about harvest, a game with longevity.
Harvest those pumpkins.
I planted them, all right? Now I need to water them. They've been planted yesterday. I was checking on my crop today. I got them all over the island. I digress.
But yeah, like, talking about longevity, right? Like, I think Fall Guys is a game that I think can have that. But I think it is going to be more of a challenge for this game compared to other games of the like, because I feel like with Animal Crossing, there's kind of a built-in loop there as far as people coming back, people having people putting in like an hour a day or however sure. long you play Animal Crossing in a day, and like, you know, having those seasonal events or those monthly events that bring people back consistently. Same with Fortnite I think just has the budget behind it and just the manpower behind it to have that consistent have those consistent updates, have people continuously slipping back to it, whereas Fall Guys I feel like doesn't naturally lend itself to that in the same way. That said, this season 2 update seems very exciting. I think I might boot it up and check it out for this. I know, Greg, how do you react to this as somebody who's in love with Halloween?
It doesn't do much for me because they're not all in on it. That was my thing when it was at Jeff's one night stand, opening night live, when they were like, hey, here's Fall Guys season 2. And it's like, all right. And then it was like, it's knights and shit. And I was like, oh, like that doesn't, I don't care about medieval stuff. That's not really my jam. I wish it was like we're doing which I know doesn't make sense or doesn't make a lot of sense because seasons are so long. Hey, we're doing a Halloween thing. They didn't. They kind of are, but they're not, right? Like, it's very fascinating, the Fall Guys story, because I think in this quarantine, in this year, we've talked so much about these breakout successes. And you look at something like Animal Crossing that, yes, came out and was such a juggernaut, right? And then has waned, obviously, but is still part of, we're still playing it. And again, it's part of these updates that are dropping that people are excited for and doing things with. You know, I did a Google Trends search over here. Hold on. And I know there's probably a cooler way to do it, Barrett, but I'm just going to show it to you this way. Like, this is just Fall Guys right there. You see the graph, obviously, from the big spike in August when it launches and then steadily ticking down. What's unexpected, I would say, about that, right, are the highs the graph gets to in terms of Fall Guys. Because Fall Guys, for a second there, dominated the conversation and was all anyone could talk about, which is great, obviously. But it's that thing of, I remember when we talked about Fortnite, when we used to talk about PUBG, when we talked about Animal Crossing, it was this conversation of, all right, but how much longer can this go? What are the legs on this? And, you know, look at, yeah, by comparison, it's interesting, right? In this one, that's Animal Crossing. And you see Animal Crossing obviously being higher as it's this crazy Nintendo game that took over the world, then dropping down, but then Fall Guys superseding it, but then them being relatively tied right now as they go off. And this is just Google Trends, so this isn't like by any stretch of the imagination actual like polling and science or anything like that. But it's that interesting thing that Animal Crossing hasn't had this giant peak that then has just gone down from, where it seems like Fall Guys, especially when we look back in a few months, is going to be longer. And I wonder how much of that is Fall Guys is, and I know video games in general have a gameplay loop and they are the same thing over and over again, right? Like, I loved playing Fall Guys for those 2 weeks we were really playing Fall Guys a lot, but the more I played it, the less I was like, oh, I gotta play more. Like, it was that thing of like, I want one more game, but it wasn't like I'd wake up the next morning being like, I want to go back to that. Where I feel like Animal Crossing, you know there's a big update coming, or you're doing something over time, because that's how Animal Crossing's built in, right? They're like, I planted these pumpkins, now I'm going to check in on them every day so I can harvest them and do it all over again. Whereas like Fall Guys, even having the season pass and stuff, like I wanted the hot dog and I got the hot dog eventually. And I was like, cool, that's all I want on this pass. Like, I don't want to keep going. And I think Fortnite, you look at that, right? Really the game that's changed, invented, I shouldn't say that, but change the way we think of microtransactions and battle passes and how they're going to incentivize you to turn it on every day. And you look at the daily challenges, you look at the battle pass challenges, but like, even for me, you know, I was so into the Fortnite Marvel season when it dropped, then Avengers came around. I started playing that every night with my friends. But then yesterday, for them to be like, hey, the Wolverine challenges are activated, I was like, fuck, gotta do that this weekend. Like, I'm back for that. Mm-hmm. Right. So I feel like there's more, hey, this is what's happening right now in Fortnite. Hey, this is what's happening right now in Animal Crossing. Fall Guys, granted, a small team who's just probably didn't expect the level of success they got. I think their seasons should be shorter. I think they should make a bigger deal about what's on their item shop. And I think they need to make it more of a, I need to be on every day just to check the store kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like for a game that is as successful as it is, they're not making the big moves that I'd like to see from them as far as like costumes and stuff. Like I saw earlier, they put in a costume from Greece or however you pronounce that game, which is, you know, another Devolver Digital game, which makes sense why they would have that crossover there. But like there was a certain point where everybody wanted their costumes in Fall Guys, like absolutely. Yeah. Like Walmart was coming through, right? Like all these different brands wanted to put their own versions of their costumes in Fall Guys. And I feel like that wasn't, they didn't hop on that train, I think, fast enough and in a big enough way that would, I guess, capitalize off of that trend. Right now for Fall Guys, I kind of view it more as like a, more of a trend than a staple. Like when I compare it to something like Animal Crossing, which I think Animal Crossing is a staple, right? Like it came out, of course, it had this big blow up moment, but you know, it's not like people aren't playing Animal Crossing anymore. People are still playing Animal Crossing. People still talk about it. Same with Fortnite. Fall Guys, I feel like, came through and has kind of suffered a bit, honestly, from like Among Us as like a game that came through and kind of took the thunder as far as people playing it on Twitch. And, you know, this free game that free on mobile, paid on like $5 on Steam or whatever, but like very easy to get into, very accessible. Kind of a similar vibe as far as like these characters being these cute faceless things. Like mm-hmm. Among Us came through and I feel like kind of stole so much of the thunder from Fall Guys. And it is kind of the on to the next one nature of games that feel more like trends than staples. And who knows where Among Us goes. Maybe Among Us kind of falls into that trap of in a few weeks, you know, who's talking about it. But again, like I don't think Fall Guys is in trouble, right? I think
they made their money. Yeah, I think they're great. Exactly. Not to mention, keep in mind that, like, right, this is PlayStation and PC right now. Like,
yes,
this is going to come to Switch and Xbox, and it will, I would assume, those will all be crossplay, and you'll have this huge influx. And maybe that's probably the thing we're being short-sighted with, right? Because I'm there with you. For me, like, when it was the Fall Guys Twitter account fucking killing it and on top of it and all these different things, and then, hey, for Dr. Lupo, it turned out, but right, the best Fall Guys player has this unreleased thing in their inventory right now that everybody go look for it. Like, that was all fucking awesome. And then it was this idea that, yeah, everybody wanted their costume in the game. And I know that's so hard to do, but I would have been trying to capitalize on at least one of those a week or something like that to keep that narrative going. Because it feels like it just faded away. And I'm sure what's going to happen is either at some point in season two or in season three or at the cross progression launch, they're going to have this blowout with a whole bunch of different stuff on there. And guess what? That's going to really move units and really, not a gross way, really, you know, push sales for Mediatonic, which, of course, you want to see these developers rewarded for their work. Right now, you figure they got a big old check from PlayStation to put this on PlayStation Plus. And granted, it's still selling on PC, but you've already got that money on lock. What do you really need to be driving home how great the game is right now with more and more stuff and more things? Or do you sit there, keep making the game, keep having it run, keep doing the season two, but keep listening and learning and figuring out and working on cool costumes and working on cool things and shortening seasons and giving you more to do and yada, yada, yada. So that when you go, hey guys, it's Fall Guys 2.0. Where it's like, we're along with this giant update we're doing, we're kind of changing everything. There's going to be a ton more games. There's going to be a ton more costumes. There's going to be a ton more players because we're on everything now. Like, you do that and then start charging at the same time, I think you're going to be in a really good spot.
I think the big question is season two, like, what are their plans further down the line of season two? If they have plans for further down the line of season two, and then, yeah, what does season three look like? And what are the big moves they make there? I've been playing a lot of Rocket League recently just to see free to play has changed things, or if it's changed things, or what the game looks like now. Cause it's been quite a while since I was super into Rocket League, and playing Rocket League last night, I was really impressed by one. It's obviously still the same game. Like, they didn't really go in there and dynamically like change how the game works or anything, but in the small ways that the way in which the Rocket Pass is integrated feels smart and feels like, obviously, like they're taking a note from Fortnite in terms of how to implement it and make it feel like a satisfying grind to through the levels. But the way they do that, the way that, like, when you first boot up the game, you're automatically put into a match, and it is this 20-second tutorial sequence of, hey, this is how you jump. Hey, this is how you boost. Hey, this is how you do this. All right, boom, have fun playing the game. And the way that it feels, the way that they've maneuvered with that game in order to take advantage of whatever the market is for that game, I think has been really smart and like is really commendable. Because yeah, like Rocket League is a game that came out in 2015, I want to say, on PS Plus for free, or I guess paid with PS Plus if you pay for PS Plus. But you know, if you're on PlayStation, you have that, you can get Rocket League for free, which was super smart for them and allowed them to blow up in a way that I think they would have blown up regardless, but being on PS Plus allowed them to blow up in a way bigger than I think they would have even imagined. And from there, they've been killing it with putting their game on different consoles, fighting for crossplay, doing all these different things. And this latest move with pushing towards free-to-play is just the latest example of them listening and understanding how to maneuver and how to take full advantage of where that game is at this point in time and how to cater to that audience in this point of time and how to continue to push for getting the most players in that thing. And right now we're seeing the highest concurrent players in that Rocket League has ever seen. Fall Guys, I hope, does the same thing. Again, like smaller developer, you know, like they don't have the Epic money, right? They don't have the Epic backing. And so obviously like they can't maneuver in the way that we've seen Fortnite and Rocket League and these other huge, gigantic successes maneuver. But I do hope they get to that point to where they can go, all right, what is the best for Fall Guys right now? Okay, cool. Let's make that shift. Let's get people in. Let's make these updates. Let's build a consistent progression system to give people that satisfying experience. Like, that's what I want from Fall Guys.
Agreed. Number two on the Roper Report, NHL 94 Rewind is real. Of course, this had leaked a while back through some ratings and stuff. Now we have actual details. This, of course, I'm reading from the Xbox Newswire, where EA put up a statement there or put up a post about it there. However, this applies to PlayStation as well. While hockey video game fans await the worldwide launch of EA Sports NHL 21 on October 15th, EA Sports has announced another all-new NHL game. Well, not exactly all new. Players who pre-order NHL 21 from the Microsoft Store or Xbox, and Greg Miller saying PlayStation as well, also receive a copy of NHL 94 Rewind, a game that uses the controls and graphics of the classic NHL 94 combined with teams and rosters from the present-day NHL. The cover athlete of NHL 21, Alexander Ovechkin, appears on the cover of NHL 94 Rewind 2, although in 8-bit, parentheses, complete with missing tooth pixel. He's just one of hundreds of players who will be transported back in time with NHL 94 Rewind. Last year's cover athlete, Austin Matthews, wouldn't be born until 4 years after the release of the original NHL 94, I Am Old. NHL 94 is often considered to be one of the most innovative, best-crafted, and timeless sports games ever. The title has amassed a devoted following and 27 years later is still being played by old school hockey video game fans around the world. The announcement of NHL 94 Rewind is the latest chapter in the game's storied history. Relive one of the greatest hockey video games of all time with your favorite clubs and stars of today. Pre-order NHL 21 today on the Microsoft Store for Xbox, and you'll be able to play NHL 94 Rewind on October 30th. So, but I mean, in general, that's fucking rad. I loved NHL 94. Blessing, I'm assuming you're way too young to remember NHL 94.
I was born in 94.
Exactly. I remember I adored NHL 94, and I did not, like, outside of like Mighty Ducks, like the movies, I don't think I liked hockey at all. But Mike Boylan was obsessed with it. I remember playing it at his house and talking so much about it on the car ride home and then to dinner. My parents were like, fine, fuck, we'll buy you the hockey game. Jesus. And it was just so good and so great. And I think established in a lot of ways what that and Madden, what EA Sports really meant at the time, right? That's awesome. It's a cool bonus for this pre-order thing. It's interesting that it comes 15 days after the launch of NHL 21. So, like, you're getting the game you're pre-ordering long before you'd get NHL 94 Rewind. What I could use help on, kindoffunny.com/you're wrong, is that I looked around as hard as I could because this news was breaking as we were about to go live. Is there any confirmation that you can get this outside of pre-ordering? I would imagine eventually, sure, but nothing I could find today on the initial reports indicated that. So right now it looks like the only way to get it is to pre-order NHL 21.
Yeah, it seems like a Spider-Man remastered situation.
It does, but then I remember how much EA likes money, and I think it honestly smacks more of like it's probably a 6 months later thing.
Yeah,
or maybe even 3 months later.
It reminds me of AC Odyssey Gold Edition or whatever, where it came with AC3 remastered, and then eventually AC3 remastered was available on its own.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
It's a great thing, and it's also, and I think it's a no-brainer to do it because I will not buy NHL 21. Period. And not like some stance. I just know I'll never play that game. Like, I won't get deep enough into that game. But if they were to put NHL 94 out on the PSN or whatever, and I would definitely buy that, and I'd play it for all of one night, I'm sure, but I would get to relive those moments. Because, of course, like, there's a... it's not the Sega Genesis Classic, right? There's one of... you can play this in other forms. Like, it's around on other things. I've played it since 94 on more modern things. So, like, it's definitely... Oh, maybe it was one of those plug-and-play deals. Yes, they made a plug-and-play for NHL 94, more and something else. Doesn't matter. But I'm saying, like, it's one of those games I would have a great night with and a couple beers and then be, like, done with.
Putting in the current roster into, like, 94, that is... really cool. Like, that is honestly something that is them going above and beyond in a way that I would not have expected, which is really awesome. If they did this for Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey, that's where you'd get me jumping in. I would pay for that. I would play the mess out of that.
Hell yeah.
Right now, in your wrong, Mike Straw Media tells me I am correct still that they have not confirmed if you'll ever be able to get this separately, but I would imagine you would. So everybody hold tight. Number three on the Roper Report, you got new projects for Microsoft Flight Simulators Studio. This is Wesley LeBlanc at IGN.com. Microsoft Flight Simulator was released just a little over a month ago, and its developer, Azobo, is that how you say that one, Bless?
Azobo?
Yeah. Azobo? Studio is already working on another project with Microsoft. Azobo Studio has said in an interview with La Tribune, as translated by Mad Infinite, that in addition to supporting Microsoft Flight Simulator for 10 years, it is working on two new projects. One is a partnership with Focus Home Interactive, the publisher behind 2019's A Plague Tale: Innocence, another Azobo game. The other project is another collaboration with Microsoft. As far as what this continued partnership could mean, it's anybody's guess. Considering Microsoft Flight Simulator is supposed to have a 10-year tail to it, the two obviously aren't working on a sequel to the game anytime soon. A sequel to A Plague Tale: Innocence might seem like a good guess, but Azobo Studio made that game with Focus Home Interactive, so a sequel would likely come from that umbrella.
Microsoft Drive Simulator. That's my guess.
Microsoft Drive Simulator. So we just drive across the country?
Drive across all the countries. With the power of Bing Maps, is it? Or whatever Microsoft Maps thing they use for the game?
Didn't they use Google for that, or did they use something different? I don't know.
I thought it was... Because Bing is... This might be a dumb question. Bing is Microsoft, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So it'd be Bing Maps. Right?
All right.
KindofFunny.com slash you're wrong.
We have breaking news from KindofFunny.com/you're wrong. The nanobiologist grabs this. Xbox Squad FR. Which I guess what's in French. So yeah, Xbox Squad French has a tweet here, quote tweeting the article that we're referencing here, then a translation that says, no, Azobo Studio has not announced a new game in development. This is a translation error. Now, this is from xboxsquad.fr. So I don't know. I have no idea who the fuck they are, but they're reporting that this is actually not the case. But I do not see an actual statement from Azobo. So who knows what the fuck is real anymore?
When I saw this was one of the stories in the doc, I went in and just out of curiosity, I was like, what other games has Azobo developed and put out there? I was shocked when I went on their Wikipedia, because apparently, like, they're just a freelancer and they'll make a game for whoever, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they publish, I mean, they've developed Flight Simulator and Plague Tale: Innocence, like we were talking about, right, for Xbox and Focus Home, but they also did The Crew 2 for Ubisoft and, like, a bunch of other Microsoft games. So it's not outside the realm of possibility that they're working on another one, because they worked on ReCore and I guess Zoo Tycoon Ultimate Animal Collection and Disneyland Adventures.
Lest we forget.
All those for Microsoft Studios. But then, yeah, like, they've even worked on WALL-E for THQ back in the day, GameSpot gave a bunch of awards to. And they worked on Fuel with Codemasters, which...
Okay.
Blows my mind. Like, they have a very interesting legacy as a studio. And so, yeah, like, I mean, them working on a new game with Xbox, again, wouldn't be surprising. It could be anything, and so I'm not really going to sit here and speculate. What I am interested in is, are they working on a Plague Tale: Innocence 2? Because
Did
Plague
you beat
Tale
that Innocence, game?
I didn't beat it, sadly. No, I got, like, halfway through it. But, like, from what I played of it, you know, it was pretty good, and I know I have plenty of friends that really adore that
game. Loved it, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, that seems like it could be a great direction to go. Like, a lot of people would be excited about that, I imagine.
It'll be interesting. You love to see a studio that clearly has this much talent start to break out, right? Where it's one of those things of, before this article, I didn't recognize the name Ozobu, right? But they get in, like, oh, they're the people who made a Plague's Tale. I know that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I played that game for a little bit. I liked what I played of it, too. Same with you. I didn't beat it. And then, obviously, Flight Simulator getting all these 10s and all these amazing things. Nanobiologist in Your Wrong points out, Microsoft Flight Simulator uses Bing Maps and Azure servers to create the map.
Gotcha. That's what I thought.
Well, you were right. Is that what you want to hear?
That is exactly what I want to hear. Thank you, Greg Miller. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. Happy Dunktober. Number four on the Roper Report, NVIDIA RTX 3070 has been delayed. This is a statement from NVIDIA. Production of GeForce RTX 3070 graphics cards are ramping quickly. We've heard from many of you that there should be more cards available on launch day. To help make that happen, we are updating the availability date to Thursday, October 29th. Dunktober 29th. We know this may be disappointing to those eager to purchase a GeForce RTX 3070 as soon as possible. However, this shift will help our global partners get more graphics cards into the hands of gamers on launch day. The GeForce RTX 3070 delivers incredible performance and features, including NVIDIA Reflex and Broadcast for $499 across a variety of ray traced and rasterized DirectX and Vulkan titles. The GeForce RTX 3070 delivers similar or faster performance than the GeForce RTX 2080 Ti, which sold for twice the price and is on average 60% faster than the original GeForce RTX 2070. So, October 29th, your new RTX 3070.
You getting it, Greg?
No, right now my Mac can run TurboTax just fine, so I'm not too worried about it. But, like, same. You know, if I ever need to get in there and get Minesweeper to run it, I better, you fucking dorks. No, I'm kidding.
Got him, Greg.
I've been getting into a little bit of PC gaming lately, Greg. I've been playing Hades on PC. Let me tell you, it's not that bad. Like, I'm not talking about Hades. Hades is wonderful. PC gaming.
PC gaming, not that bad.
Greg, we should probably have a meeting about Blessing after this show. I'm just saying.
I know, right? He's on the PlayStation podcast. Can you believe that?
Like, I think the thing that's always deterred me is that, like, in my previous places, I've never had, like, a desk. I never needed a desk until this whole work from home thing. And so, like, ever since work from home, right? Like, now I have this widescreen monitor. I have a second monitor, too, which is awesome. But then, yeah, like, Tim gave me this PC and now I'm like, all right, I got it set up, and like playing Hades at my desk with an Xbox controller, just like face to face with this monitor. It's a cool experience. It's a really cool experience. I don't know. It hits different.
I'm glad, Blessing. I want you to enjoy your video games. I want everybody to enjoy their video games. No, I mean, this is just, again, like, if we're dropping characters here for a second, like, it's just personal preference thing of like, you don't understand. I hate having this fucking desk in my living room. The last thing I want to do at night is then sit back down in front of it and get out of here with your fucking Steam Link to the TV and all that shit. Like, I did that for a while for some other stuff we were reviewing and playing back in the day. I just want my console. I just want to turn it on. I don't want to have NVIDIA popping up and telling me there's a new driver that then breaks OBS, that then does whatever. And I'm not even, this isn't even throwing shade. These are just real problems I've had in recent memory with PCs. Oh yeah, the PC gaming has come so much further. I talk about it on Games Daily yesterday, right? Or Games Cast, I don't even remember. Of being the guy who, you know, Poe was obsessed with X-Wing TIE Fighter, but I was the guy who actually understood tech and gaming, so I'd be the one who came over and troubleshot his computer. And, like, don't get me wrong, PC gaming's come so far from that, of me and Poe hacking at this thing in the 90s or whatever. I still have, obviously, PTSD from it. But, I'm broadcasting off of a Lenovo over here that doubles for everything I need it to be. It's what I ran Half-Life Alyx on. You know, it's what I've played other games on here for the rare PC game that I can only get on PC or need to play or preview or stuff. We're doing stuff, you know, for games later today on PC. Like, I get it. And gaming's awesome. Everybody should just play games wherever they want to. Yes, PCs obviously are going to give you the best fidelity and the best everything and all that. I get it. But for me, the next generation's all about what, Barrett?
Convenience.
And that's what my life's always been about. So I'd much rather take the 30 frames per second on my giant TV while I sit here with a bunch of Sour Patch Kids in my lap talking shit about Avengers last night.
Hear me out though, man. Just like TurboTax on one screen, to your left, on the right screen, Rocket League. And it's just, everything's just right there for you. You know, that's what's
been
like, working out.
Even fucking like streaming games on the current setup here pisses me off so much of like, we did the finale of the Halo streams that are go up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. And it's that fucking annoying thing of I have the two screens. I have a small one. My big screen, of course, is lost in the land of COVID. Like, Tim got me a widescreen, but it's like taking forever to get here. And so it's like, I have to put Discord on this and capture the screen and then run OBS on the tiny screen. And then I'll have it all set up and I got to reach over here and switch it to the HDMI to see the game, to get the audio through that thing. And then it always happens that I do that. And then Andy wants me to adjust something. So I have to switch it all the way back and fuck the whole thing over and yada, yada, yada. Like if we had known we were working from home, I would have got a different apartment and I would have had an office somewhere that would be a fucking baller ass streamer setup. And again, I don't think at night I'd want to go in there and sit at the desk and play games on it, but I wouldn't have as many headaches with everything. That's why I look over here to, you know, free time Greg, who just sits on the couch and plays fucking games at night.
I feel that, Greg.
Consoles. I hear you.
I feel that, Greg.
I hear you.
But again, ladies and gentlemen, while we are out of character for a second, I will remind you, play games wherever the fuck you want. Enjoy video games. Let people enjoy video games wherever they want to, and let them enjoy them however they want to. They want to play them on PC. They want to play them on console. They want to play it on easy mode. They want to play it on hard mode. They want to turn on assists. They don't want any assists. Video games are supposed to be fucking fun, and they're all about you having a good time. So go have a good time.
Unless they're playing on Stadia.
I was wondering which one of us would break first and say something stupid about somebody. But yeah, unless it's Stadia. Jared Petty. Number five on the Roper Report, another delay for you. World of Warcraft Shadowlands has been delayed. I'm reading a letter here from John Haidt, executive producer of World of Warcraft. This is how it was announced over on that there Twitter.com. I wanted to let you know that we're delaying the release of Shadowlands to later this year. And while we're still in the process of determining the right new launch date, we felt it was important to let you know about this change in plans as soon as we could. This was an incredibly difficult decision for the team, as we're eager to get the expansion into your hands as you are to play it. But ultimately, we feel it's the right decision for the game and our players. Over the past several months of testing, we've made significant progress iterating on and polishing the core features and gameplay of Shadowlands. We're at a point where the zones, the campaign, the level up questing experience, and the story we have to tell are essentially ready to share. We're excited by the Covenants at the heart of the expansion, and it's been a thrill to see Torghast take shape into a fun new kind of WoW experience. Thanks in no small part to your input. However, as everything started coming together and we've been listening to and building upon your feedback, it became clear we need a little more time for additional polish and to balance and iterate on some of the interlocking pieces, particularly those related to the end game. Shadowlands is one of the most intricate expansions we've ever created, and while we've made great progress, the challenge of tuning the end game was compounded by the team having to work from home. Blizzard has a commitment to quality. We believe Shadowlands will be something special, and we've heard from many of you who feel the same. We need this extra time to ensure Shadowlands lives up to its full potential. In the meantime, we're excited to announce that beginning October 13th, we will be releasing the Shadowlands pre-patch, which lays a lot of the groundwork for the expansion and includes our revamped character leveling, new player experience on Exile's Reach, and a host of new character customization options. And once we get close to Shadowlands release, you'll be called upon to defend Azeroth against a resurgence of the Scourge during the pre-launch event. Thanks for your support and passion and your continued help and feedback as we head toward the finish line. We'll see you in the Shadowlands soon. John Haidt.
Cool.
Blessing. How about let's just get nuts. We just talked about PC gaming. Mm-hmm. What if you and I just did it? What if we just jumped into WoW? What if we just from scratch jumped into WoW and see where it takes us?
We have some, like, we know somebody who's really into WoW, which is Ian Preschel, who could really just guide you guys in WoW and just
I'm saying we jump in blind. We figure it out.
I mean, that feels like it's going to easily turn into like the story you guys told about trying to get into GTA Online. And then there's like just too much going on. And then you guys quickly just left.
We'll jump into GTA Online all day, every day. I've been logging in just so I can get my $1 million each month in preparation for next gen. I take this very seriously. If you want to jump GTA Online, we will do that.
It's more like when Blessing and I jumped into Fallout 76 after that update.
Yeah,
and we were like, you know what? This is a really fun afternoon. Yeah, it was. Do you ever want to do this again? No. Okay, bye. We never did it again. We had a great time with it.
WoW is one of those things where I know I've never tried WoW, but I know 1,000% that I would just not get into it. Like, anytime I've tried an actual true MMO, it's just not worked for me. I've tried Final Fantasy 14, tried RuneScape back in the day.
DC Universe Online?
I did try DC Universe Online, and yeah, none of them do it.
Star Wars Old Republic?
I did not try that one, no. But I watched all the
Star Wars Old Republic.
Let's do it, man. I'm down.
At launch, I played it, and then when we had that that month gap, I downloaded it to this PC because I want to try again, and I never did.
Wait, recently?
Yeah.
The Old Republic, you tried it out.
I played it at launch.
Okay.
Old Republic launch. And then recently, yes, in this like 2 months ago when we had like a downtime and I was like, oh, nothing's really hitting the spot. What do I want to play? I was like, maybe I want to try Old Republic. And I downloaded it to the PC. Yeah.
You still haven't beaten Persona 5 Royal and you downloaded the Old Republic?
Yeah, I want to play, you know, a game that's interesting all the way through the 135 hours.
Oh, my God. Bless, we're going to have a meeting after this.
Number six on the Roper Report. It turns out that Steve and Smash Brothers took about 5 years. This is Jordan Olliman over at IGN.com. Negotiations to get Minecraft Steve into Super Smash Brothers Ultimate may have been ongoing for at least 5 years. Mojang co-founder Daniel Kaplan revealed the news on Twitter. Kaplan first asked his followers to guess when discussions started about the character coming to Nintendo's Smash Brothers, which prompted many teasing replies. Eventually, he confirmed in a reply that talks started at least 5 years ago. In a follow-up, Kaplan added that he has, quote, no idea when implementation started, most likely to the fact that he left Mojang in 2017 to work at Coffee Stain Publishing. No surprise there. I wonder what that actually means, right? Of like, oh, negotiation started. So what is that? Is it like Nintendo, hey, would you be interested? I don't know, maybe. That kind of thing. And then they go back and forth for a while. How serious were they?
I feel like Minecraft Steve was inevitable. Like that, I was surprised he wasn't in the first batch of DLC fighters, just because like Minecraft has always been one of the biggest franchises of the last 10 years or so. But then also like Nintendo hasn't been shy about showing Minecraft love. Like when Minecraft came to Switch, they put Nintendo characters as, I assume, skins, or I don't know how characters work in Minecraft, but you could play as Mario essentially in Minecraft on Switch, right? And so like there's been love shown both ways. Like obviously Microsoft on their side is down to work with Nintendo on things, and Smash Brothers trying to be the biggest crossover of all time in video games. Like it only makes sense to get Minecraft in there, and so all this lines up. I'm surprised it's taken this long, but shout out to them for making it work.
Agreed. Speaking of making it work, Gregway, let me tell you about our sponsors who make Kinda Funny Games Daily possible. Today, we're brought to you by Upstart. During these economically turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're still needlessly throwing money every month at high interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be and help pay off high interest credit card debt. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. You don't need a degree or a diploma to apply. It's a tired story, but you know, when I moved here, I had to take out a loan. And when I did, they did not take any of that into account. So I had a terrible interest rate. Upstart would have helped me. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000, so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part? If the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt and get back to using your money the way you want to with Upstart. See why Upstart has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/KFGames to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/KFGames. Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Upstart.com/KFGames. Our next sponsor is Hims. ForHims.com is all about men's wellness. It's another tired kind of funny story. Andy and Nick noticed their hair was thinning. They went to ForHims.com. They had an online consultation with a doctor who prescribed them generic equivalents to well-known prescriptions at a much reduced cost so that they could tackle this problem and have solutions shipped right to their door. We talk about it. Andy and Nick love it. It's great. One of the things, the whole reason For Hims got founded, right, was that the founder was like, there's some conversations that they know guys don't want to have in person talking to anybody else. They're ashamed of it, even though they shouldn't be. One of those being erectile dysfunction. So that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, you shouldn't be ashamed if you have erectile dysfunction, but if you want to have it looked at and you're scared or you just don't want to talk to anybody in person, 4hims.com is a great solution. Again, it works just like the hair loss thing. You go to 4hims.com, you fill out some stuff, then you get a consultation with a doctor online. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to talk to anybody on the phone. You don't have to worry about being in a waiting room or telling your friends why you got to get out of work or whatever. It's just a call you get to do. Talk to the doctor, and if they decide it's right for you, they will prescribe you well-known generic solutions, and you can go, and it'll be great, and everybody will get things shipped right to their door discreetly. You don't have to worry about anything. There's no more searching online for answers to questions about erectile dysfunction or sexual wellness. Just go to your Hims account and ask a medical professional you can trust. Try Hims today, starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hims.com/gamesdaily for your free visit. That's 4hims.com/gamesdaily, forhims.com/gamesdaily. Prescription products are subject to a medical provider approval and require an online consultation with a medical provider who will determine if the prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/gamesdaily. 4hims.com/gamesdaily. Then, final sponsor of the day is Logitech. Logitech, of course, has been my, Greg Miller's, go-to gaming headset at the office. You've probably seen me use it in clips or Let's Plays or party modes before Tim killed it. Here, we're talking about the Pro X Wireless Lightspeed Gaming Headset. Based on the award-winning Pro Gaming Headset design, Pro X Wireless Headset features high-quality materials, advanced communications, precision audio, and total wireless freedom. It's a high-performance Pro X gaming headset with Lightspeed wireless technology and up to 20-plus hours of battery life. It also features a detachable pro-grade microphone featuring real-time Blue Voice technology, including passive noise isolation, compressor limiter, and more for clean, professional voice comms. It doesn't stop there, as there's also an advanced Pro-G 50mm drivers, which deliver clear, precise sound imaging with improved bass response. Hear are footsteps and environmental clues with clarity to give you the competitive advantage. You can experience this headset's supreme comfort and durability. For a limited time, Logitech G is offering our listeners 10% off select products at logitechg.com. Use the code KFGames for 10% off today. That's 10% off select Logitech G products with promo code KFGames. Blessing, I'm excited because every time I read this ad, I think that I need to go grab my Logitech headset from the office, right? I need to go do that. I'm excited to do it. But getting it from the office is still so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grab shops, where would I go?
You'd go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, Star Wars Squadrons on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. The review is up as a Gamescast on youtube.com/ Kind of Funny Games and podcast services around the globe as a Gamescast. Warsaw, Xbox One. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time on PlayStation 4 and
Let's
Xbox
go,
One.
Baby.
Also on that Gamescast with the Star Wars review. Dragon Lapis on Xbox One and PC. Birthday of Midnight on Switch. Tofu Topple on PC. Raven Quest on PC. Bunker Down on PC and Mac. True Hate on PC. Grim Legends 2, Song of the Dark Swan on Switch. Let's Sing Queen on Switch. Logic Puzzle Collection, Sudoku, Permadoku, Non-Doku, Switch. 103 on Switch. Make a Killing on Switch. Mountain Blade 2 Banner Lord releases today on GOG. And then the Pokemon Go Autumn event is popping off right now until Monday, October 12th. New dates for you. You can get the free Hell Loop DLC. It's coming to puzzle game Time Lie on October 9th. I mean, Donktober 9th. And then also Amnesia Rebirth is coming to PlayStation 4 Donktober 20th.
Oh, God. We need to do like a first impressions or some sort of stream with that. I'm just going to say. And it has to
Why? Because it's... Okay.
It's one of those scary games.
I've never played Amnesia. Oh, I asked for a code for this today. Oof.
Let me tell you, Greg, it is a scary fucking game. If you want, imagine this. You're playing a scary game and you have no weapons. You have no way to fight these people, these creatures that are in the scary mansion house thing. We played this a lot in high school when we would go do some extra career. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Who's to say? And then we would play this game and we'd get really scared.
We should stream this. I'm down.
I was going to say, we should have an old Barrett drug stream. You know what I mean? Where I'll play it. I'll do a gummy. I know what the kids do. I'll take a Jolly Rancher and a Bouchon and see what I end up. No.
it's crazy the amount of like foods and candies they put this shit in now. I remember like 8 years ago, it was mind blowing that someone was able to fuse marijuana into water, and I was like, what? And look at it now.
getting that little marijuana plant now. Finally getting the respect it deserves. Blessing shirt, entirely hemp.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why I bought it. They're like, oh yeah, you can get high by wearing it.
I was going to say, this whole podcast. When Blessing bought it, it had sleeves, but then he smoked them. So soon it'll just be a tank top, yes. Let's get into some reader mail. Remember, you can write into patreon.com/kindoffunnygamesdaily. No, that's not right. patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, and then submit your questions for Games Daily. I have a whole bunch here, because I knew we were going to come in and have a time to talk it up. Where do I want to start, though? Here, I like this one. Blessing, I don't know if you know. I don't know if the audience knows. You and I host a little show called PS I Love You XOXO. It's a PlayStation podcast. Posts every Tuesday. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. Justin writes in with this PlayStation question. Which first-party PlayStation studio are you most looking forward to taking advantage of the PlayStation 5 hardware? Try to ignore that some of the studios have release dates on their next games and others don't. When you think of PlayStation 5 and the wonders of this ice cream looking sandwich, who are you excited to see get a crack at it?
That's a good question, because right now when I think of the PS5 and I think of the capabilities of next gen, like my mind immediately goes to the SSD and the cut down and load times and basically like the sped up processing and what that can allow for. And I think my mind immediately goes to Santa Monica and God of War because God of War 1, obviously, you know, did quite a few things that were innovative for that franchise. I think innovative period as far as the one-shot camera and how that added to the cinematic feel of the game and the overall level design of God of War. I just really appreciate from like the open linear style of it. Like, I know games have done that in the past, but I feel like God of War is one for me that really worked in terms of making that world feel open. Like, it felt like an open world, but at the same time, like, you know, they really tailored how you explore that world through making it, I guess, somewhat linear. I think that could benefit a lot from the SSD and what we expect from next gen. Like, I think cutting down on all that stuff allows them to have more creativity in terms of how they're going to design a God of War and how they're going to like make a world that maybe isn't necessarily an open world, but is more open than what we even got in God of War 1. Like, sure. That's kind of what I expect from that.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I haven't thought of it that way, of who do I want to see you take advantage of the PlayStation 5 the most. And I think whereas most people, I would maybe jump to Naughty Dog, obviously, the fidelity of their games, how good all their games look. I feel like there's two answers. I think Naughty Dog is already such a technical powerhouse and does so many amazing things with their games, right? Especially Last of Us Part 2, but even Uncharted 4. You know what I mean? Like, these games that have obviously evolved, and they know the engine so well, and they know the PlayStation so well, and what they can get out of it, that, of course, I'm excited for whatever they're going to put out on PlayStation 5, and I assume it will be this, oh my God, look at the shoelaces moving, and everything's individually animated, and all these different things. But I feel like that's a known quantity. I'm with you of looking into the first party portfolio and wondering who will do something spectacular with it and grab onto it in a way we wouldn't have seen coming. What will that actually mean? And it is a merger, obviously, of artistic vision and tech. But like, one of the first things that pops up is Pixel Opus for me. You know, they did Concrete Genie, and I think Concrete Genie caught me so off guard with how much fun that game was, how beautiful the world was, but how not a moment of it was wasted. Not a second of that map was wasted. The way the cutscenes looked like animated movies, like, to think of them getting this tech and be able to really make a game that completely blurs that line between you loading into a cutscene and you being into their game, right? If they want to keep making these things that I feel like remind me of storybooks or felt puppets or something like that, the way, you know what I mean? I could, like, their games have texture to them, if that makes sense, to see what they'll be able to do with, hey, here's the PlayStation 5, and there really are no technical barriers to you making what you want it to be. What'll that look like? And it's the same thing I think of when I want to talk about Sucker Punch, right? I mean, Ghost of Tsushima, obviously, a game this year that I fucking adored. And, you know, at Sucker Punch, I expected to like it, but the more I played of that game, the more I loved that game, to the point of platinuming it and being like, God, I just wish there was more to do in it. Like, what did they do on their next open world, which you assume they're going to do a Ghost of Tsushima 2, right? And like, how does that differ, and what have they found from that? And especially if they're going to continue on with a game that was I would say, you know, pretty much universally enjoyed, if not loved. You know what I mean? What do you, when you come in at that and you're like, all right, cool, we had too many Fox Dens and we should have let you have loadouts and we should have done, like, we can do all that. And on top of that, we can have more dynamic swords cut, you know, and you cut something, it cuts at a certain angle and really, you know, capture even more of what we're going for in that sense of a samurai film.
Yeah, I think Naughty Dog is an interesting one to bring up, because I don't, when I think of next gen, like, I'm excited about the SSD and I'm excited about the power. And I also want to throw in like Blue Point as an answer, because I think,
of course,
like their whole thing is, hey, we're going to make beautiful ass versions of the games that you already know and love. And the power being pushed into next gen is only going to make those games look more beautiful and make those games better. But overall, like, when I think of next gen and I think of the power and all that stuff, that's not necessarily the thing that I think I am looking forward to, especially coming off of The Last of Us Part Two, which is this technical powerhouse, which does have all these details and does function so well and does run so well and is so polished and all these different things. Like, The Last of Us Part Two, you know, does so much incredible things. And when I think of any of the critiques that I have with that game, they all more so come down to creative decisions more so than this game isn't technically impressive. Like, The Last of Us Part Two is probably one of the most technically impressive games that I've ever played. But like, when I think of my critiques with that game, I think more so like, man, okay, I wish the second half was paced a little bit better. All right, like, I wish, you know, Naughty Dog kind of broke out of their game design loop a little bit. When you think of what a Naughty Dog game is, like, I feel like Last of Us Part Two kind of falls into a lot of those traps that haven't necessarily evolved as much as I would have liked them to. Like, those are the things that I kind of think about. And so, like, when I think of first party PlayStation going into next gen and what I want to see from them, I more so think of them breaking out of what we traditionally see from them, right? It all kind of feeds back into that does PlayStation take risks or not conversation that we've had before.
Sure.
And, like, you know, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again. But, you know, when I think of the different studios, I do want to see them break out. Like, I do want to see, like, Ghost of Tsushima Legends is a thing that's still coming out that I'm really excited to see, because that feels like a different thing.
That is going to be coming out.
Yeah. And, like, this year, right? And is it substantial or not?
That's
like
what they said, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It might be this month. I feel like that's imminent. I feel like Ghost of Tsushima Legends is imminent. But, like, that's a thing that is different and fresh, and like, whether or not it's substantial, who knows? I don't necessarily expect it to be the most substantial thing.
In August, they just said fall 2020.
Okay, so they didn't give a month. Interesting. No. I wonder if that's like a PS5, like,
no.
I guess it's like DLC. It's tacked on to Ghost of Tsushima, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess it's not. I guess,
yeah, it's not like a standalone thing. It's you have to have Ghost of Tsushima.
But yeah, like, I want to continue to see that. I want to continue to see these studios kind of break out and be like, all right, yeah, how do we want to treat Spider-Man as Insomniac, right? That's creating evolution from Spider-Man 1. I think Miles Morales is like a good start of like, hey, yeah, let's create this own story. Let's stylize this completely to be this different thing that's tailored towards Miles. Like, those are the types of choices that I like to see. And so that's pretty much my answer, I guess.
Are we going to play through Ghost of Tsushima
Legends
together?
I'm together.
No, we're playing. Yeah. Right.
Because I feel like me and you don't. I feel like me and you don't get enough chances to play games together because we just play different games.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. We should do this. Yeah, we should go through the story together. We should stream the whole thing.
I'm down for that. That sounds awesome.
All right, that's a lock. So whenever that comes out, that's interesting. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of forgot about this. That I knew. I mean, I remember getting announced, but if you were like, "When's it coming out?" I was like,
"Yeah."
Fall 2020 is different than Holiday 2020, which is what they were calling the PlayStation 5. So you figure this thing's got to be fucking imminent and right before PlayStation 5.
I think that's why I was thinking October. Like, I can't imagine they put it out after PlayStation 5, but I guess why not if it's just coming out on PS4?
What I'd like to call out real quick is, you know, usually we ask you to write into kindoffunny.com/you're wrong, and then you correct us. I'd like to correct someone in the chat. Seems like there's a whiny little crybaby, Andy Cortez, in the chat who says they're not going to do it, that we're not going to play through Ghost of Tsushima Legends together.
Oh, we're definitely going
to
do it.
Now we're definitely doing it, Andy, and I want you to know, I better be, when we do it and we're streaming it, we better be fucking hosted on twitch.tv/AndyCortez, aka bonermonger.com.
Guys,
how many players is that? Is it four players for Ghost of Tsushima Legends?
It is.
Who's gonna be our
Andy Cortez to it, or is he gonna be like, oh, hold on, I gotta update my graphics card?
Guys, Andy Cortez, if you're not a coward,
after this,
we should. First off, we've made a lot of jokes about having meetings about each other. We definitely need to have a meeting about Andy.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. Yeah, he's getting too big on Twitch, is what I'm realizing.
You'll
never have to fear that
at the start
with me,
of one of them Twitch videos. One of those Twitch videos where they, like, Andy Cortez was front and center in one of them.
Yeah,
and it's like, at what point does he realize that if he wanted to, he could just make a career off of that?
Ah, here's where we get into it. All right, I'm going to read from Ghost of Tsushima Legends blog post, right? We designed Legends to be an exclusively cooperative gameplay experience. You'll be able to partner up with friends or via online matchmaking and play Legends in groups of 2 to 4 players. Each player can choose from 1 or 4 different classes. With two players in Ghost of Tsushima Legends, you'll be able to play a series of co-op story missions that escalate in difficulty, building on the foundation of the combat from the single-player campaign, but with new magical twists that often require careful synchronization with your partner. With 4 players, you'll be able to take on wave-based survival missions, fighting groups of toughest enemies Tsushima has to offer, including the new Oni enemies. So, you and me are playing the story together.
Yes.
Sorry, Andy, the baby Cortez, all right? But then, when we get to the 4-player thing, maybe we can let the baby in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Our thing that we've agreed and shaken hands on is that we will play it.
We're going to play through the story thing. We will stream it.
Yeah,
Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
Exactly. Not bonermonger.com. Okay.
I missed that whole thing. I don't know what that's a reference to. I assume that's...
Type bonermonger.com into your search bar.
This is a work computer. And like, am I going to get in trouble?
I'm your boss. I'll wait. Bonermonger.com. Type it in.
All right. Boner. How do you spell monger?
M-O-N-G-E-R.
While we wait for him to do this, what's this with Kevin getting golden stars in a pizza party? What the fuck is this all about?
For the month of Donktober, we have started that. And Blessing, did you hear this yesterday on the show?
No.
This applies to you too, as you're usually hosting if I'm not hosting. We have instituted the gold star policy for Kevin. When Kevin does something right, you get to choose the host. You can award him a gold star. Then, if he can get 24 gold stars in the month of Donktober, he gets a pizza party.
Oh, I like this.
According to MooBot right now, he has 3 gold stars.
Okay,
and it sounds like that he's doing really great.
Three
right?
in one day.
Well, I mean, think about it. I said 24, right? And so, like, somebody did the math. It's like he's got to get 4 a day or whatever on every work day.
So here's my thing though. Why is Kevin getting gold stars? Hold on, October.
Nanobiologist corrects me. It's 25 stars, not a thing. If somebody could update the MooBot, then, because right now it says our Kev has 3 gold stars. What a good boy. If you could put the rules in there so everybody understands it a bit more. MooBot, thank you. Yeah. And Andy says that's a new KF emote, the gold star. Great job, Andy. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm glad to see you want to work here, even though you come in here and you talk shit about me and your boss Blessing.
Is Kevin a good noodle? You just said
he gets 3 stars a day. He can make that in 8.5 days, work days. If he's going for 25 stars.
Listen, man, I didn't do the math. I just saw somebody say it in the chat, and I was like, "That's tough, man."
I had to sit down here. Like, I legit was going through the motions of like, wait a second, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, and then. I guess one on the ninth day. But I guess we can take away stars from him also, right?
We said we couldn't take away stars. That was one of the rules we let out. Yeah, we cannot take away stars.
He's going to hit it.
Well, I mean, first off, he's not even driving the show today, so he can't get a star. So that's a problem for him right there, right?
It's true.
Yeah, but he's...
And, like, is he meeting during the production meeting later today? Like, we could just decide that I direct all of the shows next week.
Exactly. You know what I mean? We really get in there, we really screw him over.
Yeah.
But again, this is just rewarding him. You know what I mean? So let's just take care of him and let's get out of Dunktober.
I don't know if I acknowledged this, but I went to bonermonger.com and it did redirect to twitch.tv/AndyCortez.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
But I'm still waiting on Andy to make the bonermonger.com shirt.
Do you think that will sell? Do you think people want to wear Bonermonger and walk around
with it? Do it. Then here's what he does. All right. He's Andy Cortez. All right. What he does is he just makes the shirt, but then it's for charity. And then people buy it and they just use it as a rag for their car. All right. And that's what I do with my Nitro Rifle shirt. You know what I mean?
Fair.
Nice, Greg.
Very fair.
Nice, Greg.
It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help. in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, Thomas Rice needs help on the Xbox systems. Thomas's Xbox username is Natural Distress. It goes like this. Squad up, Guardians. I am Natural Distress on Xbox and need some Guardians from my fire team to help me finish some bounties. Destiny 2, hit me up and we shall become legends together. Shall we fight together, Guardian? I am looking for your support. Sunglasses emoji and then smiley emoji. If you would like to do emojis and play Destiny 2 with Thomas, hit up Natural Distress on Xbox. He used the forum in an interesting way, so he had extra spaces. So under why you need help, he put, I am fun and loud and need a companion for the long road ahead to finish this season strong. If you're playing Destiny on Xbox, hit up Thomas, Natural Distress.
Nanobiologist makes a good argument for when Kevin should get stars taken away. And it's if he plays the jazz music when anybody is hosting, but that isn't Tim.
I agree. I do think we should be able to take stars away from Kevin.
Yeah.
You listen. It's something for us to talk about in the company-wide meeting today. All right? We can bring this up. We can figure it all out. We can go from there. Right now, I don't have the clarity on that. I can only tell you what happened live yesterday on the show. Me and Tim started to threaten introducing this rule. But I don't think... I mean, we could just save that in our back pocket for when he really pisses us off. And it could be a big deal that we dock the first star.
Before the show, I asked you guys, because Kevin's busy today, which is why he's not running the show. I asked you guys, hey, if I slack Kevin, would he answer back? Because I wanted to ask him about his dentist, because I've had a toothache all week. He did just respond to me, giving me all of his dentist information. And so I would like to award Kevin with a star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ladies Kevin and gentlemen, Kevin has just gotten a star. We'll call him.
Maybe not right now.
But it's also like he's got a lot of downtime. Here's what we'll do. We're gonna text him, all right?
Okay.
Congratulations, comma. You've been
Raul Giovanni makes a good point. Giving him out like candy, man.
Goal star on KFGD. You know what? Here's what I'll say. It's always the people who don't have a fucking show that want to tell you how to run your fucking show. So that was Rahul who?
I forget.
Rahul. No, here it is. Rahul Giovanni. Giving him out like candy. You know what else I'm giving out? I'm giving out timeouts like candy, Rahul. There you go. You've been timed out. Enjoy it.
Shit,
all right.
Did it. Oh shit.
I will. You will be when we wrap the show. When we move to the Patreon post show, I will untime you out, or I will forget it. One of the two will happen. We ask people watching live to go to kindoffunny.com/. You're wrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screwed up so we can set the record straight. Lanky Dragoon writes in and says, Assassin's Creed 3 Remaster came out separately at launch. The season pass for Odyssey just made the separate download free for pass owners. There was no spaced out release in that scenario.
Okay. Well, fuck me.
There you go. It's okay. No, don't take it like that. Don't worry.
Fuck me, Greg.
No! Barrett, no! Don't talk like this. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, that is the end of the week. You made it. Congratulations. Your host next week for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Read right now, as they normally should, as if nothing's going to happen, but you know something well. Right now, it's Monday, Blessing and Tim. Tuesday, Blessing and Imran. Wednesday, me and Gary. Thursday, me and Tim. Friday, me and Blessing.
I'm going to tell you right now, Greg, I have Tuesdays off on the calendar.
Great. I didn't look ahead on it. That was that thing I didn't even think about today when I built the dock, that it was that kind of Friday. So yeah, we'll fix that, you know. But you see, when you put yourself on the dock, remove yourself from the thing. Is it that hard, Blessing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, come on, Greg.
Blessing, you've lost a gold star today. You've lost a gold star. You're a negative one.
After this. Tough but fair.
We do need to have a meeting. Plus, Barrett, I appreciate you calling all these meetings because it's, you know, somebody's got to keep everybody in line around here. God knows it ain't going
to
be Nick.
They're the way I can actually talk to you guys.
That's true. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where you can ask us questions. You can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we're about to do on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can watch live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, or listen on podcast services around the globe each and every weekday. Like I said, post show to do. But until next time, no, it's been our pleasure to serve you.